Hey, how you guys doing? How you guys feeling? Hope everybody's doing good out there. You know, I want to say a few things. Hopefully it doesn't get too cheesy. I know the podcast ain't the best, and I love and appreciate all the feedback that I'm getting. I just wanted to say that I'm trying to stay up. I'm trying to upgrade the podcast as much as I can, but you know, it's a process, a slow process. I just got an editor not too long ago. Shout out to my boy Banner. I also want to give a special thanks to the boys, you know, the crew, because, you know, with them, this crazy journey, wherever it may take us, they make it worth it. You know, it's worth the whatever the hell we're doing. So come along and join the crazy journey. My name's Avi. This is The Fake Truth.
He doesn't know what he's
doing. This is what happens when you try to do a podcast with a bunch of dudes, man. It never starts. Hell no. But we're back at it again with the boys again. We got 1, 2, 3, 4. We got an extra character in this lobby.
A lot of character.
Yeah, new character. You're the next one. Anyway, starting from left to right. We got the main man, Danny, always posted.
Yo, what's good?
What, the new character in the lobby? Nick?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
He said, you ain't paying him yet.
Yeah, bro. I know. The check hasn't gone through, so he's still a feature in the background. What's up, Christian? What you doing, bro?
Boy, Monty.
Yeah. Got the Lord.
What's good, my good brother?
Well, today, dude, I actually wrote down some stuff. I actually started thinking about... Let me pull them up. I literally just write them in my notes. Samsung notes. It's literally called Podcast with the Boys with like 1,000 Z's. But before I start, I just want to ask y'all a question. Would you guys want to be in the cartel?
In the cartel? No.
Like if an opportunity came to you and you could like, somebody be like, hey man,
That's
do me a favor.
Question.
Do me a favor, bro. I need things to be moved.
You
I need
you
like
never get up.
No, hell no.
That is a thing.
Once you never get up, as soon as you're in there, it's over with.
You could do a John Wick and like, you know what? I did you know what's it called? Like you have to do a big ass favor in order to get out, but would you like dude the risk to money ratio? What?
I said I'm a retarded John Wick, I'm not gonna last.
Edit?
No.
I have a coworker that just got like denied the extortion when you get, or is it extortion when you get
you got denied extortion?
No, extradited.
Oh,
to he
extradition.
Wants to, yeah, he wants to go to Mexico because he got caught up for that reason, and he's in the boot right now. Mm-hmm. And here he wants to go to Mexico. He just got denied to serve the rest of his like 35 years over there, because he even asked me once when I, because he used to be a coworker, ex-coworker, is that a thing? He asked me like, hey man, you want to be my driver? He said $18,000 to drive him. He was like, yeah, I got you. Tengo una. Well, how do you say it in Spanish?
No. Oh, you're talking about like coyote?
No. Oh. He literally got like whatever amount that he wanted that he got, and he was told to transfer it to another location. And then drop off the stuff, pick up the money, and then just, you know, leave and drop off the money. But he was going to drop off the money later. But what he wanted me to do is just drive him, I think it was like over there by Texas, and just drive him there. He's like, I'm going to give you a gun, and I'll take care of you. I'm like, damn, hell no. Nah. First of all, that's crazy. But he's like, yeah, I'll give you $18,000. Well, he said in pesos, but I'm like, dude, pesos is not good enough. Like, I'm like, no, I meant to say, you know, in United States currency, U.S. dollars. And I started thinking, like, he got caught up too, dude. Like, it went south. Like, apparently he got, like, dimed on. Somebody dimed on, is this? And he got he left the thing. So everything went down. DAA went on there. Like, they thought it was like the cartel was like somebody was snitching, and he did. He was the only one that like got out. And then he had like a bunch of his crew thought that he dimed on him because he's the only one that
dropped the dime.
Yeah, whatever. And the SWAT came looking for him. The DEA came looking for him. It was too rowdy. $18,000? You wouldn't do that?
Hell no.
It would be more?
I wouldn't. Way more.
How much more? No, just to be the driver.
How often?
100.
Just once. Like once.
What?
Every like three. You said 100?
No, I say 200.
100? That's 200K.
That's a lot just to be a driver.
Yeah, that's steep.
Like I didn't do anything.
But that's the price. That's their asking price.
I don't know,
think
that
about
is.
It though. Dude.
Well, how about this chrome to your dome?
Now, yeah.
How are you going to do it? Okay, yeah.
Right.
For
$5. High five, six, cool.
$18,000. That's not even enough to buy a crib, dude.
Hold up. So, and that one where he got caught up, and that's the one that you were supposed to be with there?
Nah.
Okay, more reasonable. I say 40.
40?
Yeah, 40.
Nah, that wasn't the one that he got caught up. But what if he got caught up? I quickly thought about it, like, 2 minutes. Like, nah, hell nah.
Yeah,
like no. I was gonna risk like freaking that dude got like 40 some years, no, like 30 some years. The driver got the least amount, that would have been me, and he got I think like 20. But they try to keep getting into it. They try to get it like, oh, it's, you're part of the cartel, but he's like, nah, it's just drug dealing. This,
well,
and
yeah, that's the thing, yeah, about it. You don't know their like their plans behind the scenes. They could just tell you that you'd be some kind of fall guy or something, like I don't know.
Or clapped up.
Yeah, or that.
Yeah, they tell you, yeah, get, tell us what you know and we'll reduce your sentence. And
they give you like 1 month less than
no,
that.
No, they won't even give you a day less.
Oh,
they'll,
yeah,
just trick you into something. They'll still give you the same amount of time. But the way that I see it is I would never want to join a cartel because I believe that, you know, once you're in there, you have to get your hands dirty.
They
you
cut them niggas up.
Yeah, you gotta kill somebody. They gotta make sure that you're.
We just talked about yesterday, like when you're like when we're watching New Jack City, how like if you're like in a group like that with a bunch of grimy dudes, there's no way, there's no trust, there's nothing. Like, you're in there, if you do anything that even looks weird to them, like they're gonna either kill you or like get you killed or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but honestly, I think when you're just a driver for them, you're not actually part of the cartel. So that's a different thing because I know like those are mules. Mm. Mules are like they're like subcontractors.
Like your tools.
That's a better
yeah, that is true.
Analogy. They're tools that they use, the mule. So basically what you would have been is like a runner or a mule.
No, I would have been part of that. Everybody was gonna be in the car. And the stuff was gonna be in the car. Like I was transporting.
You were?
Yeah, well, the guy asked me, like, hey, you want to be my driver or whatever? But I'm all like, hell no.
Yeah.
No. Like, it literally, man, hell no. Literally would have drove him to, like, out of state. Probably would have stayed over there somewhere. So it wouldn't be, like, one day thing.
You know, you talk about this reminds me of No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
That's
a good movie.
That is a good
movie. We're talking about movies in the last episode.
Yeah.
Talk about Get Out, that it sucked.
Shrek was the one. Shrek was voted number one.
Yeah. Shrek is better than Get Out. I just want to set the record.
You like Get Out though? Or you didn't Shrek. Like it? No, Get Out.
What would you rather
watch? I know you like Shrek.
What would you rather watch, Shrek or Get Out?
I'd rather watch Shrek.
Yeah, that's the one.
I mean, Get Out is cool, but I already seen it before. So
alright, Bugs Life or Ants?
Huh?
Bugs Life? Okay, first, why?
I remember watching it as a kid so I could relate to it more. Ants?
They came out at the same time.
I didn't really think about it. And I said, ah, oh, Bugs Life.
Yeah. Ants is like, it's like an adult friggin' like animated movie.
I don't know.
It's like adult problems.
Adult problems?
I haven't seen it.
You haven't even seen it, have you?
I don't know. It's old?
It came out in the same, like...
Time frame as...
Literally, like, months different.
That's just how trash
also
it was.
Disney?
No, it might have been
DreamWorks.
Yeah,
it was DreamWorks.
So it was by Shrek, the movie that you like. Yeah,
they never explained how to donkey dragon baby.
how to drunky? A drunky?
That nigga hung.
The drunky.
I don't know.
The drunky. You
hit her from the side.
That's a what is it? Oh, side stroke over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, side stroke over here.
Side
no, that's Bonte's nickname, Side Stroke.
What's his name?
Side Stroke.
You gave it to him. No,
you said that.
No, you laying down on your side?
Yeah. No, that's how you had to do it like this.
That's not,
that was the weakest Side Stroke.
All right, go ahead.
Come on.
This is Side Stroke. You're the one that gave it to him. Like, nah.
I did it, though.
You saying that.
That wasn't his real name, though. That's all I'm saying.
His real name?
Christian Sidestroke?
Christian Bale.
If Christian was a vampire, his name would be Count Hit You From The Back.
Oh,
Hell no,
man. That wasn't originally my joke, but...
What the hell are you watching?
I just put some back.
This looks like freaking somebody's tripping off of acid, dude.
Yeah, that's a band.
Great for that.
Staying impossible.
If you could take any drug and not worry about the consequences of, like, overdosing, which one would it be?
DMT.
What is it?
You can't overdose on DMT.
I don't know if you can. No.
I've never even heard of that.
I don't know.
Oh, serious. That's some Joe Rogan type shit.
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan? What is it?
DMT.
DMT? What is that? Like a pill?
No, yeah, it's a secretion that comes from a...
From a frog?
Yeah.
What?
From the Sonoran Desert.
And you gotta get them in, like, the right conditions. Like, you have to do something and, like, you have to, like, arouse them or pet them or something. Like, it was weird. So they like, could the way you
stimulate
them. Yeah,
you have to stimulate the gland.
Yeah.
Oh, you know how they have poisonous frogs? Is that the...
That's what it is, yeah.
It is a poison frog?
I think that comes from a poison duck frog, though.
No.
A poison?
It comes from a Sonoran frog.
Or the venom.
No, venom and poison are two different things.
Yeah, they're different.
Venom is injected. Poison is ingested.
Damn, I didn't even know that.
Learn something.
That's how you know, nigga. I've been watching Animal Planet since 2002.
That's the weekly gem drop from your boy Smangles.
I just realized you answered way too quick, Nick.
For what?
For the question. Like, what drug would you take? Boom.
DMT. You
know, he was ready, bro.
I thought about it now. I was like, you know,
like, man, if I could do any drug, it'd be...
That was going to be it, you know?
Wait, you do, like, you, like, research all those drugs and stuff? Like,
I don't do, like, a whole lot of research.
But I thought I heard, like, you do DMT where they, like, burn you with it?
Yeah.
Like that? You heard about
that? I saw a little dude on Vice that he goes around and does all these different crazy stuff. Yeah.
He does drugs for a living.
Like, burn into your
skin. Yeah, a little burn thing. Yeah, you get high as hell.
That dude became, like, a little earthworm. He was just, like, Yeah, he was Earthworm Jim. That guy was... And even then, he himself, I don't know, he's done so much that, like, it was kind of not, like, he rates it. Like, he's like,
it wasn't as effective.
He wasn't, because he was already on, like, a lot of things.
No, but he's done so much.
His
tolerance is just out of the roof.
I've never even heard of that, like, frog drug.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, peyote also.
What is that?
It's like a... Almost like a type of cactus that grows in the desert. They
you hallucinate
the juice in it.
It's like wily coyote.
Like freaking
slimy. You eat it and you get real fucked up. Hallucinogenics.
I would like to try Molly.
Molly?
Yeah.
You have to. You can get addicted to that. Like,
I wouldn't want to get addicted. I just want to try just to
take it at a concert. That's what I would.
Is it that bad?
Like, I don't know. I don't know the. Nah. Like, I just am afraid because. I don't know. I feel like weed is perfect, dude. I don't know.
No, it is, though.
So then, like, any other drug for me is just like, oh, dude, you could get addicted, overdose, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, when you were saying yesterday how, like, the way that people get addicted is because they're always, like, crazy drugs like that. They're always chasing that first high.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, because, and then they keep doing it and trying to recapture that, but they
just... Yeah, they call it chasing the dragon. So
Chasing the dragon.
When you get high on, like, really strong drugs, whether, crack, cocaine, heroin, the first high is supposed to be so euphoric that people...
You want to keep getting it?
They want to keep getting it for the rest of their lives.
There's a video on YouTube I seen this guy. He's, like, a... very successful. He works at Ford. He's like part of the assembly people, and he's part of the team. And they ask him, like, why he's having an interview about, like, why is he doing like smoking crack. He's like, well, it just came about, it's new, and I wanted to try.
Yeah.
And he's like, really? So, like, what do you get from it? He's like it's incredible. It's incredible.
It's
like,
incredible.
Getting high, like, smoking crack is like the best thing ever. And he's asking, like, how much money have you spent in a day? And he's like, well, about, like, $1,300 in one day.
Damn.
And how often do you do this? He's probably like, every other day, I'm smoking crack. And this man, like, spent all his money on crack.
His fortune.
I think he was at the plant, at the Ford plant. And I don't know if he was high on crack. But he had an accident where one of the machines, like, ripped his body in half.
What?
So he died at the motor company. But...
He was high when that happened?
It's like one of those stories where it's like you never see a successful crackhead. Well, he was like, he could have been that successful crackhead.
That's funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, some dude on YouTube. Crazy. I forgot his name. But he was real enthusiastic about smoking crack. He said he loved it. Like, he's like, I'm just going to keep doing it. I don't care what it does to me. I like it.
The guy, that interview was from a long time ago.
Like a long time ago. Old ass interview, yeah.
That's when crack had just come out.
That's when crack was just you.
And he, like, he was working at the Ford Motor Company as part of like the development team or some shit. And they were asking him, like, why'd you start doing crack? Oh, I heard about it. I heard it was cool. I wanted to do it.
Heard it was cool.
Yeah.
That's a drug deal if I ever heard. It's like, yo, man, this stuff is cool.
He said it like takes control. He's like, once you do the crack thing, you
love it so much. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. Anything above weed is like,
if you could, yeah, seriously, if you could try any drug,
I would want it. Yeah, yeah, like Molly. Or maybe some sort of like pill. What would it be? Ecstasy? Is ecstasy a pill?
Ecstasy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I feel like ecstasy and Molly stuff. Huh?
That's
that's
NyQuil.
You want to? That's your drug, NyQuil.
If you're
cough drops.
If you're gonna be able to, you know, go into the depths of hell and come back out, like you're saying, but doing drugs and not giving
any repercussions,
might as well just do the hardest one.
I don't know, dude. Well, I don't feel heroin. Like I don't want to do it. I don't feel like I would want to do it.
The question.
Dude, I know.
They said, the guy, I forgot who. I don't know if it was Mike Tyson. He was talking
Mike
about
Tyson.
It, that he was explaining like him doing DMT. He's like, dude, it feels like, I don't know, you see, like, you expand to the universe and you see God and all this crap. At the same time, you, like, come back down and you just travel through space and time. And then when you wake up from it, you just feel like you're literally reborn as a new person. And figure out all the faults in yourself as a person. And, like, they all become clear. Dude, it's crazy.
That's the frog?
Yeah, that's that stuff.
I believe it, though.
Oh, have you had that happen to you?
You have like a very spiritual experience, and you're like, oh, fuck.
You gotta get back there.
I gotta get my life together.
You know, I actually saw a video on YouTube where it's like where they recreate a DMT trip, and they're saying that it's like a DMT angel. Have you seen that? Where people like see angels, and it's like a geometric like thing. You know how when they trip out, they see like a lot of geometric shapes. Stuff. Yeah, so, like I saw the video of it. It was pretty trippy.
Yeah,
and like it's even making like a sound. It's probably like not as accurate as what actually happened.
Right.
Still, it's kind of weird. Like, gosh, dude, you would see this. Like, imagine seeing whatever, dude, like in real.
That's scary, in your bro. Mind.
Oh, you would see that when you're on the freaking.
You would.
No, it's crazier than that.
Even more so.
Yeah.
I feel like if you were to be looking at that right now, I think it'd be tripping.
Dude, yeah, I can't imagine like tripping hard as hell on a psychedelic like that and just like trying to bring yourself back down without going crazy. Like you see it like right in front of your eyes. That must be like.
Dude. Like I said, some drugs just scare me. Like freaking. What's it called? Crack. Crack cocaine? What about you, right, man?
Me?
What would be your drug?
I don't know. I don't never think about that.
If you could try it and just worry.
Try a drug?
Worry not. A worry not?
You're worry free.
Like, you would want to see this, whatever the hell you're looking at. Looks like you're going through a wormhole.
That frog sounds trippy.
The frog? I mean,
everything else just sounds kind of like.
Or opium?
Frog,
or opium?
Nah, but you injecting anything into your body is crazy to me.
Injecting? Like you have to find a freaking needle and like get your.
That, and then reuse them and all that. Like, dude, that sounds crazy. I don't know. I would never.
Brishing?
What I miss.
What?
You asked me what drug would you
What drug would you use if you could use it? Or you didn't have
one.
But don't you.
Just because, I'll get random drug tests, so.
No, okay. Let's say what? Let's say that in a world where you weren't doing that job and you couldn't get a freaking overdose or
marijuana.
Get your ass out of here. Speaking of marijuana, what's your favorite marijuana name, dude? I love marijuana names.
Blue Dream?
That's not that cool, dude.
The funniest name I like Blue Dream because it relaxes you.
Based off of name.
Oh, based off of name.
I got the top 100 names of marijuana.
Yeah. The funniest one I ever remember of Paul Tome, it's called Thunder Pussy.
Thunder Pussy? I'm gonna see if I find it on here. That's funny.
Or Spider-Man Kush.
Spider-Man Kush?
That's Gucci Man.
That's funny.
He's the one he made that?
Spider-Man Kush. Yeah.
Dude, I'm a list some off. Let me see. I got 9-pound hammer.
That's what they call me on the streets.
Obama Kush.
Obama Kush.
AK-47. We got Blue Dream. That made it on the list. Chernobyl.
You know
that Chernobyl? Yeah, that freaking Cinderella 99.
No, but the real channel.
Yeah, the real Larry OG.
Living like Larry.
Snoop Dream. Got a shout out to Snoop Dogg.
Oh yeah, the Snoop Dogg. Really.
Trainwreck.
Snoop Dogg was brown and rhymes with Snoop. Dr. Dre.
Oh,
racist.
What? Say it again, I didn't hear. Well, rhymes with Dr. Snoop? Or what is it?
Brown and rhymes with Snoop. Oh,
I see.
You gotta think about that, man.
Yeah, that's very smart. Everybody say poop or what? Say Dookie.
Dookie.
Laughing Buddha. I think that one's good. They have Afghan Kush. I remember all those were funny. Afghan Kush, Czechoslovakian Kush. Things of like, things, yeah.
Yugoslavian
Kush. Yeah, weed from anywhere is like funny.
Yugoslavian Bush.
Hell no.
Moroccan throat punching.
You got Willy Wonka, Hindu Kush, all kinds of Kush. Buddha Kush.
What's the difference between like regular weed and like hash? Is it like,
I have no idea.
Why
do
you look at
so.
Nick automatically?
I looked at him too.
That nigga got a brick hash. Yeah. Like a
well, look, if you see this one right here in my hands.
He literally got all the strands in his little vials inside of his jacket.
Who is one of those jackets? You know what
the pervert ones? Bottles. Like, what you want?
Yeah.
I got pills. I got sandwiches.
I got vitamins. The gummies.
Microwaveable burritos. Stay frozen.
No.
I don't even know what hash is. Is that that?
Hashish?
Some dude cooking in
I believe it's like pressed
weed.
THC. So like somehow they excreted the crystals from it, the THC from the weed, and then
just pure THC.
It, then it like molded itself into like a little ball. Like, yeah.
And you burn that?
Yeah.
Like into a little.
Okay, so what's the craziest thing y'all ever smoke? Like
weed?
Whippets?
Yeah. What the hell's a whippet?
It's those little air. Oh my bad.
Yeah, they're like little canisters. I don't know what it is. It's just like air. It's some kind of like pressurized air. I don't know what it is.
So from what I've seen in the videos, it's
like aerosol.
It's like an aerosol thing for like whipped cream. That's what the chefs use. It comes like in a canister.
And that could get you high.
Yeah.
Like the like high. A spray can. You smoke that, or you just
inhale it?
Yeah, that's what he said. No, you said like, what's the craziest thing you ever smoked?
Yeah.
So you smoked it. You just inhaled it.
I just hit it.
Yeah, he just hit it. What about you, man? What did you hit?
Weed,
that's what I'm saying. I thought that was
dope. Yeah, but like mine, it was a backwood with medical marijuana.
Medicinal.
I think it was Bubba Kush.
Bubble?
Bubba.
Bubba.
Yeah, and then it had wax in it. And not only that, but the outside it was
laced.
It was red. Yeah, no, it was with wax and cute.
What about that?
It was
embalming fluid stuff. Oh, the wiki stuff. That sounds
cool. You were trying that?
No, but my buddy tried that one time. He told me this whole story because we were supposed to hang out there.
I had ripped off my own nipples.
Yeah. Well, he was on some crazy. Okay, so.
Tweaking?
We was playing basketball. And he met up with some.
This is the first weed story that we need to.
This is it right here.
Mm-hmm.
So he gives him a little vial. And he's like, I'll just drink this.
You gotta drink.
So my buddy drank it. And he said it was really bitter. It was real nasty. So. By that time he was gonna leave, so he starts walking down the street, and his house was a straight shot, like maybe four or five blocks down from where he was at. It's just down Oak Park. And as he was walking, like halfway through, he forgot how to get home. I guess the whatever he drank hit, and he was lost. And all he remembered was like his childhood memory. He knew like where the school was nearby. So he literally just walked to school and he just went to school.
He thought he was a student there?
No, that's like all he could remember on like how to get home, like landmarks and stuff. So he's like, I only know that the school is here, like from years of living there. So I went to school, and then he said that he remembered like how to take the alleyways back home. So he got there, as he was there, he tried to like maneuver, take all the alleyways home. Once he got home, he said he just got in his basement, he like laid on his bed and he felt like he like sank in. And then he just passed out all night.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, dude.
See, those are the type of things that, like, I feel like I'm afraid of. Like, what if I freaking... Like, you wake up at Walmart naked as hell. Like, you know what I mean? Like, things like that. Like, I feel like that's what I have.
The first time that I got high, I swear, I thought I was in someone else's house.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Like, I was asleep, and I was like...
Like, whose house is this? Dude.
I was like, oh, my God, I'm in someone else's house.
Dude.
And you're... I had to wake up and look. I'm like, no, I'm in my room. I'm in my room.
This is...
I had to keep reminding myself.
Dude, I was going to tell you. Did you ever, like, walk past your parents while you were high?
No.
No? You have? And what happened?
That was
they catch you?
Back in high school.
Yeah.
I feel like they knew, but I never said anything to me. No. I would never
make a call. Were you tripping? Like, damn, I gotta sober up real quick before
I... Yeah, I was tripping. I had a, like, anxiety. Oh, damn.
You like, that was like, that's why it's like, so
hard. What am I gonna do? Am I gonna get kicked out? Well, man, I just walked through there, bro.
Like nothing?
Like nothing with my Chick-fil-A.
Do with your Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
About to get the munchies.
Did you get the spicy chicken salad? Yeah, with the mac and cheese.
Ooh, the mac and cheese, dude.
Hell yeah.
The mac and cheese smacks. When it comes with a little hard, like, cheese on the top.
I thought you weren't hungry, man. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that was good times, man. Good times.
Oh, yeah. But one of the crazy stories I think I had was usually, well, back then, well, I didn't used to work. My friends didn't work. We used to, like, pitch in for, like, a $10 blunt. And they were so skimpy, bro. And then we used to get high. I don't know how.
Was it rolled nice, though?
Yeah, no? It was rolled nice. Yeah, but...
You had a dime bag. Remember when dime bags were a thing?
Yeah.
And nickel bags. Nicks. Yeah, hell yeah.
But, man, back then, bro, we'd do anything for, like, a blunt. Like, I feel like I was a crackhead.
You were thirsty?
Thirsty.
And it was back in high school. And I remember...
Weed then was, like, tolerable.
Dude.
Wow, dude. Now
dude,
see,
there's
like,
so much weed.
Nugs and it's coated with the
moon
with
rocks.
The moon runs.
That's crazy.
And then it's dabbled with the wax, and I'm like, dude, people smoke this.
And that's not even enough for them. They have to like do that wake and bake, freaking dude, midday.
I used to do that back in high school. I just wake up at 6 in the morning.
Terrible idea. Dude, that's a mission for me.
The first thing I'm thinking about waking up is taking a dump. Like, I am not
doing how do you wake up, dude? I feel
like
that's
like
a workout
to
like
school?
Wake up.
Before school, high
that sounds
school,
like
dude,
a
dude. Yeah,
I
dude.
I wake up at 6 in the morning, smoke, get dressed, get smoked even more, and then I go to school high, now read.
Crazy.
And the teachers will like look at me.
And you were that
just,
one kid in the back.
Work, like, I'll do my homework in front of them too.
They were looking at you like, look at the statistic.
Yeah, yeah. I used to smoke in school too, like in the locker room.
Damn.
Dude, I used to reek in the
what school did you go to?
Well, right down the Little Village.
Oh.
No,
not
that
explains
high school, it. But very. Right there, like around Little Village.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I used to smoke in the locker room. And then security will come, but they don't know it's me. So I just walk away and then boom.
You never get caught?
No, I never got caught.
How long would your high last in high school?
Huh?
How long would your high last back then?
That was different weed back then.
Dude, I used to be high for like 2 periods.
Was it like an hour or two?
So like, no, like 2 hours.
How long was a period?
2 hours. No, a period is like
45 minutes.
45, right?
So like 2 hours.
You stupid as hell.
And then after school, I used to smoke another blunt. And I go home and play Black Ops 2.
Nice.
Damn,
dude, Black Ops 2.
Dude, that was
just smoke all day.
Yep.
Damn.
I feel like that's a mission, dude. Like a freaking
consistent high.
I don't know. I feel like that's a lot of work. For me, anyway.
Really?
Hell yeah. Wake and bake it by itself, like damn, that's muster up the freaking energy to do that. I don't know. That's crazy.
Wake and bake is great, though.
Yeah,
it is. I did that yesterday, actually.
Yesterday.
What'd you have to do yesterday? Nothing.
Went to work. How's it?
Oh, I don't
you
know
waked and bake and you went to work.
Yeah, I wake up a little earlier, get high, go to work. You know. Yeah, but my sister,
you know,
my sister went to California, so she brought me back some pre-rolls.
Well, what's in there?
Yeah.
What is in there? Blue Dream.
It could be.
That could be.
They didn't tell me.
Is that random?
Said, like, what percentage THC, what percentage CBD, and then whatever it's rolled in. Man, it was really good, though. Really good.
Tastes good, too.
Yeah, I smoked, like, half. And then I
The joints?
I remember I sat down in my room and I just stared at the TV. I realized I was like,
was
what
it
am
on?
I doing? No. it was on, but it was like mute. So I was sitting there
like, what the hell is going on, like, man?
Oh, no, that's funny. I gotta get my act together. Yeah, but it was good stuff. That's kind of weird that I enjoy.
Y'all ever heard about Jungle Boys?
Jungle Boys?
Yeah, Jungle Boys. Do you think it's the best weed?
No.
No.
I've never heard of it. What is it?
There's always good weed around. You don't necessarily.
It doesn't have to be Jungle Boys?
No.
That's what everybody's saying? It's the best weed?
No, I'm just saying
it's
that
like
it's
high
one
quality.
High quality.
California weed.
Yeah, California weed. Yeah.
Cookies comes from California weed.
Yeah.
Cookies. That's from my boy Burner. Right? Isn't it from Burner?
Burner.
Yep.
See, I feel like I would know this lingo if I was doing weed.
He's like, I guess, cool with like Wiz Khalifa and like Currency.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah,
Snoop Dogg has his own, like, he has a dude on retainer to roll his joints all the time.
I wish that was me.
Dude, that sounds, like, I would like to get paid. Like, I don't even just like, hey, just let me get two more managers. Yeah. I got you right here.
Just get paid to smoke.
No. He doesn't get paid to smoke, does he?
He just rolls them.
Like,
I'm sure he smokes too.
Yeah, it probably does, but.
Merc.
Yeah,
that's some crazy shit.
I feel like.
That's it. Somebody put it.
What is that?
Burner.
Oh, yeah, Burner. T Grizzly. I don't know. That's Burner, though.
He smokes a lot of weed?
Yeah.
He has his own brand.
He owns Cookies, and he's like a millionaire now, dude. Like.
Okay, so what's Cookies?
Look at that.
Cookies is his line of
weed
products.
Ooh. Like Wiz Khalifa, he has his own freaking.
Wiz Khalifa's got his own weed. This man has like his own like brand.
Brand.
Wiz Khalifa has his own strain.
It's called.
He has his own brand.
Yeah.
Oh, weed. Like, look at that.
You ever look at something and it says Cookies or has like a big?
Actually, I think I have.
That's him.
I think I'm awesome.
I have some.
Yeah.
I had
look at that.
I had like a whole pound of honey bun and a whole pound of sticky bun.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a whole bunch
of pictures.
I like
the names they give them.
I have a whole bunch of pictures of that, dude.
Look at that. Would you want to buy one of those things, like if you could? Like a farm?
I would do it.
Look how he's a millionaire because of that, bro. Look cool.
Dude, there was a big ass line going around that damn building.
Yeah.
But can't the freaking government like seize your thing? Or what's that separation of
not in California.
Not in California?
You pay your taxes, you can do whatever the hell you
it's
want.
It's a business.
No, but there was before. Well, I don't know about now, actually. That looked like freaking, what's his name, Rick Ross. But now, or before, there was a separation of like federal and state or whatever, where you couldn't, like it was legally through the state, but not, well, illegal through the, what's it called? Federally?
Like two other states?
I don't
know. So I guess like every state can kind of make up their own laws on how they want weed to be ran. And California's pretty laid back on it. So,
yeah, you can get your grower's license.
Mm-hmm.
Your what? Grower's license? I didn't even know that was a thing. I feel like I'm dude. Yeah, I didn't.
What are you doing?
No,
yeah.
I just don't. I don't think I mess with
YouTube
weed.
Videos or
my boy's watching it.
Nah, I don't watch YouTube. I don't watch YouTube videos on weed,
dude,
growing weed.
Nike's into that, bro.
Yeah, he's into the videos, man. Just like his freaking owner.
That's pretty cool.
That's the mascot right there, man. He's gonna lead us to victory.
I just saw that. Talking bad about King Von.
The music video?
Yeah, I just seen him talking something about Lil Reese.
And Lil Durk. He put Meek Mill on that music video too. I don't know if you've seen it.
No, I haven't seen it.
No, he's funny.
I just seen that he was like.
I don't respect him, but he's funny.
He's like, why didn't you put that gun up when you shoot yourself?
Dude.
Meek Mill shot himself?
Oh no, it's Lil Reese. Something happened to Lil Reese a while back.
I hate 6ix9ine with a passion.
Yeah, I don't like him. He's annoying.
You don't think his music hits, though? You don't think
his music hits? He's annoying. He has nothing. No one wants to do music with him now. So.
Well, now, because
now
I feel like.
He's just trolling.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how he promotes his music, though.
Through.
Think about it, so.
Clout? That's a thing. Dude, I drove one time while I was high. It was the worst thing ever.
Dude, that's the one thing I would never want to do. I never want to drive drunk. I never want to drive high.
It wasn't bad as I felt like I thought it was, but I just feel like driving. Like, I could be driving like 100 miles an hour, but for me, it'd be like 20 miles per hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I was going slow. Everything was so long. Long-ass streets, but it was the same street always. And I did that once. Dude, it sucked, dude. I never want to do it again.
and I had to do it again, and it sucked even more, man. But I,
the last time I drove high, I'll never do it again. I think I smoked like 7 blunts. Damn. But it was including joints. So it was me and my two other boys. Me and my guy smoked before we picked up my other guy. And he already had a joint rolled up. So from there, when we picked up him, we smoked another joint towards the beach. And that was like 8 o'clock. And then we rolled like 8 blunts, I think. And we were just passing it around. And then we left.
You drove?
Yeah, and then we left the lake like around 11:30 at night.
Did you drive on the expressway?
Yeah, I had to drive Lakeshore Drive, bro.
Hell no.
I was swerving.
Dude, hell no, dude.
I was swerving. I could tell I was swerving. And by the time... And then we still had another blunt. Like, a fat one, too. It was kind of like a backwood. If you were to think about it, you know.
Dude, hell no,
and
dude.
I didn't even smoke it. Because my guys were already big. They were, like, high in the back seat. I couldn't even drive. I had to drop them home, so it was just bad.
Alright. Well, that's crazy, dude. For me, I took an exit off of the expressway because I also drove on the expressway, dude. I was like this, like focusing all my energy on like the road ahead. So when I got off the ramp, dude, I felt like the ramp took 3 hours, bro. Like I thought it was the same ramp. This guy's loving the dog. You don't have a dog? Don't you have a dog?
I do.
What kind of dog is it?
American Bulldog. And he's a pit bull. He's a big dog.
He's a big dog?
Yeah, he's 9 pounds.
Damn.
Yeah, so having this little guy is like... Like, my dog, I gotta be like...
Yeah, it's a big-ass dog. Yeah, that's crazy. You have a freaking parrot, or what is it called?
Yeah, two parrots.
You have two parrots?
Yes, and they're annoying, but yeah, they're cute at the same time because they whistle.
They don't talk to you?
They'll try to talk to you, but they whistle. They whistle more.
I know, I heard
like,
them.
They know the songs. Like, they know some, like, songs. Some Mexican song.
Don't they know the cucaracha?
Yeah.
Dude, that's funny as hell.
Yeah, and they know how to whistle, like, if you're trying to whistle to a girl. You
know, okay.
That, they know that whistle. They know... the spider song? I don't know what it's called, dude. The ATPC spider song?
Yeah,
they know that one. Yeah. They're annoying, though, man. In the morning, they wake me up, bro.
They're your alarm, dude. They're like freaking...
Yeah, I want to smack.
You ever put them on your shoulder and be a pirate?
Yeah, they like being on the shoulder section.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of...
They'll chill there for as long as you put them there.
I saw a lot of people, like, take baths with them. Which I thought was weird.
I've never seen that.
Dude, this is, like, a thing now.
Takes bath with
them? They take a shower. Like,
they drink the water from the shower?
I don't know if they drink the water, but they're, like, in the shower taking baths. Mm. Like, you know how they have that little bird bath? Yeah. And there's a little Reese right here.
That's cheap. Although that is a little Reese.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
That's the security guard from my school.
Chief Keefe is your security guard?
No, the security guard, that's him right there on the left. That's the security guard from my school.
For real?
Yeah, when I used to go to Morning.
What?
Oh, you told me that. Yeah.
Who? I used to go to Morning too.
If you were a so I'll show you. He'll show up again.
More in what? East?
More west? Yeah, one of these.
Are you serious?
Yeah, one of these dudes in this. Him right there.
The one on the right with the brown?
Right there. The one that was like going like this with the shirt.
Ah, I didn't see him.
Oh, literally in the middle?
Yeah, the dude was in the middle. Yeah, that was the security guy from my school.
That's crazy. So he knew she keep?
Yeah, apparently. I don't know how, but
somehow in the
hood. He just told him, hey, bro, just be in the video. They didn't pay him or nothing. He just got the call.
Would you want to be in the music video if they didn't pay you?
Like, yeah, Chief Keef?
Nah, alright, yeah, it doesn't have to necessarily be Chief Keef.
Has Nike ever bit anybody?
Does what?
Has he ever bit anyone?
One person.
Who?
And it was so weird. I don't know.
He bit you?
Some random dude that he was like a coworker and he came in once he used the bathroom. He was just walking through and Nike like nipped his ankle. Random
for no reason.
The guy didn't do anything. Nike never did that. Ever like after that or before that?
Did the other dog, your coworker, would have another dog? Like, did he own a dog?
Not at the time, I don't think so.
Like it might have been like a territorial thing.
That was funny as hell though. He nipped his ass.
He actually made him bleed or anything?
No, he's just like nipping.
Look at him. The dog's ready, man.
He's majestic.
Yeah. He should be on the cover of Dog of Pedigree.
I don't remember that.
I don't know. I remember chasing freaking Marbles, my cousin's dog, because he got out. I chased him with my cousin to get freaking put him back in the crib.
Yeah.
We freaking cornered him, and I went to grab him. Freaking bit my thumb, messed me up, dude. He like went like this, like he shook his head. Freaking Chihuahua, man.
You'll find out. You'll have even lick him.
I think
he's. How's my boy Chico, man?
Oh, he's chilling.
He's chilling. He's a horse. Bowling. Man, he's bowling.
Dog's looking at me.
That nigga thinks he's a lap dog.
He does, dude.
I was crib once and I was just standing there. Like, Chico came even smelling me. And I like petting him and getting him all riled up. That nigga stood up like this. Like, his paws were like right here. His face was like right here. Like, oh, crap.
He's 90 pounds?
Yeah, he's a big doggo. I at least want to bring him here, but then I think, like, no, I can't.
And he seems like a sweetheart. He's just a little freaking queefy.
Look, he's looking at me like, yo, what you talking about me, man?
Yeah, he already knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he knows everything. He knows all, speaks all. Closing statements. Weed is good, right?
It is. Yeah, it is.
Wake and bake is what you have to do.
I agree.
I don't know. I think that's tough, dude. That's I have to try it, I guess.
Yes, yes.
But I...
Weed is not a drug.
Well, getting off a crack? Yeah, that's pretty tough.
You tried anything else than weed?
No,
damn, yeah, trying to get him on the D. Hey, he's listening on this, man.
I think FBI. I got my mic to your face.
Yeah.
Any crack? Come on, man.
Yeah, you're selling anything? Weight? Moving anything?
Are you going to relapse? Are you going to relapse?
Hell nah. Chief Keith, man, he's where it's at, too. Is he still doing stuff?
Nah, not really.
Yeah, he but does, he's not as like low key now. Yeah.
He's what?
He's low key now.
He doesn't have to be because he has money.
He's a greener for IQ.
Is he a millionaire?
He's a millionaire.
I don't know.
Damn. 11/27/12
Whoa.
Oh my god, I hate this video. Just look at that money, he's so corny.
The song is good though.
Yeah.
But I don't hate the video because I don't like
much. Gloria.
That's her name?
You don't like her? Gloria? Her?
She looks like Karen.
Oh, her name?
Jan? Doesn't every white woman look like a Karen now?
Yeah,
Karen.
That's definitely,
Dolores.
Yeah.
A Dolores?
Doris.
A Doris?
Doris
Burke. Dolores is definitely like an old, like, Puerto Rican lady.
She looks like an Angie.
Oh, Dolores, yeah. She look like an Angie?
Yeah. Nah, she look like a Gretchen.
Gretchen.
Gretchen Wieters.
Gretchen Wieters. Hell no, man.
What did her dad invent?
A toaster strudel.
That's funny. Yeah, it's crazy. You could actually be rich on some stupid stuff like that. You invent the ring and like hot dog slicer or something. Like,
the hot dog spreader, just to spread the dog when you just put the wiener in there.
Shit, that's what they call me, too.
The hot dog splitter. Oh no. All right, so we need another nickname for this. What's his?
Two-Face?
No, he's Sidestroke. Christian Sidestroke, you're a hot dog splitter.
Yeah, I'm a hot dog splitter.
Oh no. You're gonna split this hot dog later. All right, man, well, we got it here, man. We're trying to keep this under 45 minutes. Still got 2 minutes, but still.
Your ad can go here.
Yeah, I actually think if I get paid like $1, dude, then that means I made the podcast game.
No, hold on, you gotta split that up.
I wouldn't want to keep it.
You gotta hit up Walmart, bro.
Walmart?
Yeah.
For what? For ads?
Yeah.
Sponsorships?
Yeah, sponsorships.
Why Walmart?
Why not?
I don't know. Like, I've never heard like Walmart sponsors a freaking podcast.
You get paid $1.
Nick, that's like a quarter for Nick.
Nick gets 75 cents.
Yeah, yeah, and we get divvy up the 25.
He gets 10 cents. I get 5.
I get
Danny
a penny.
Maybe get 3.
I get whatever's left, half of a cent.
We'll get
Sonic. Sonic?
Yeah.
You mean the burger joint?
The Hedgehog. Get Sonic the Hedgehog to come in here.
Sponsorships ad right here.
From Walmart.
From Walmart. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I wish I could work for Walmart. That'd be funny.
Just apply.
Yeah. It's not that hard just to apply, man. They hire everybody. Hell no. Oh, man. Well, we're out of here, man. I'm just going to end it right here. Hell no. I wish I could work for Walmart. Walmart.
Hire me.